Fourth One. Boogie in the Morning.
Today we're talking about your pets and what your pets really don't like. Jane in Trinent is next. Morning, Jane.
Hi, morning, Boogie. I had a cat who died about 10 years ago, but she absolutely hated it if you brought the tin foil out of the cupboard. If you tried to use any, she would just scarper.
Right, she didn't like tin foil.
I think it sounded a wee bit like crackly fire.
Yeah, it does a bit, doesn't it, when you take the tin foil out, yeah.
So she absolutely hated it.
Maybe the cat saw what you did to the chicken.
Well, that's a possibility.
And it's thinking, I'm not having any of that. Thank you very much.
Bye.
See you, Jane. And Debbie in Dalkeith, tell us about your pet.
We've got a British bulldog named Winnie, and every time a 10-year-old plays her violin, she gets up out the living room and goes away through to her bed. She'll just not stay in the same room, is it?
Now, be honest, Debbie. How bad is the violin playing?
My daughter's right next to me, so she's absolutely great.
Fantastic.
Right, but if you were being 100% honest, are there times where you, quite frankly, would like to get up and go to your bed?
Yeah, I think I'm going to join Winnie one of these days. I think it's here, so fit in that cage.
Yeah. Debbie, great call, thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Carolyn Dunfermline.
My dog Molly hates Emmerdale. And she hates Countryfile because they've got sheep on them.
Uh-huh. Right, okay, so it's the animals that she sees on the telly.
Yeah, and she's knocked my television over once. She just attacks the television to try and get at them.
Is Molly a border collie?
No, she's a King Charles Spaniel. But now I've got another one. Yeah. I've got a little Spaniel, Georgia, who's doing the same now. Yeah. So the minute there's and Paul O'Grady, oh, forget it. You can't watch that either.
Brilliant. Thanks for phoning you. Have a brilliant day.
Thanks. Bye.
See ya. Laura from Gorebridge. What kind of pet you got, Laura?
Well, it's not my pet. We were on the way back from Prague at the weekend. We'd been away for a weekend break. Mm-hmm. And the taxi driver who was taking us back to the parking lot, he was telling us about his spaniel. And I'm not going to sleep at night until it gets a story.
Oh!
I'm not going to get fed.
So the taxi driver has to tell his spaniel a bedtime story.
A bedtime story, and like, cuddle it in and tuck it in, and then it'll go to sleep.
Like the very hungry caterpillar or something.
Oh, my.
That's the best story I've ever heard in my life, Laura. Oh, I love that. Well, listen, thank you so much for letting us know.
All right, then.
Cheers, Laura.
Bye.